This shir is dedicated to Yilui Nishmus of Chaim Yisocha ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov. Chaim Feigenbaum should be a Melech Yosha for his family. We are still in the days of Hanukkah. Some of you might hear this shir after Hanukkah is over, but nevertheless, the topic we will be discussing today, well, we embark from Hilchas Hanukkah, but we will be visiting various destinations beyond Hilchas Hanukkah, because the topic is a very general topic. When you make a shliach to perform a mitzvah, when does the shliach make a brocha, and when is he exempt from making the brocha? So the Mugen Avraham writes in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Vav Sif Koton Dalet, quoting the Bach. The Bach quotes someone else, and he is opening words are Motzosi Kosuf. I have found it written. If a person already lit Ner Chanukah in his home and he goes to a neighbor, a woman, obviously living alone without a husband, and he wants to, out of chesed, light the Ner Chanukah in her house, even though the lady could light herself, but you know, women sometimes feel uncomfortable about saying the bracha. So anyway, if he wants to light again, once again in her house, he could do so, but she has to be next to him when he says the bracha. And if she isn't present, then he could light without a bracha. That is what the Mugen Avraham quotes from the Bach. Why without a bracha? There's another Mugen Avraham, Siman Tov Lamed Beis, Sif Koton Vav, explaining the din of Bedikas Chometz. It is very clear in the halacha there that a person could make a shliach for Bedikas Chometz, and if he does make a shliach for Bedikas Chometz, then the shliach says the brocha. So why regarding Bedikas Chometz could the shliach say a brocha? And the Baal HaBayis doesn't have to be present, contrary to Ner Chanukah, if the lady isn't right there next to him and the house is hers, he cannot make a brocha. What would be the difference? So to understand the difference between these two halachas, we need to examine more closely the halacha in the Mugen Avraham in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Vav. So the Mugen Avraham quotes the Bach. If the lady, the resident in the home in which the person is lighting the ner, is not present, the shliach won't say a brocha, because mitzvah hamuteles al gufoy, it is a mitzvah that rests upon the person, and therefore if that person isn't present, then he can't be yoitza with the brocha, the shliach would not make a brocha. What does that mean? Mugen Avraham number 3 is in Tov Lamed Dalet Sif Koton Tes. We quoted Tov Lamed Beis regarding Bedikas Chometz. We're going back to Tov Lamed Tes regarding Bittel Chometz. So on Siman Tov Lamed Tes, the Shulchan Aruch rules that a shliach could say Bittel Chometz, not only Bedikas Chometz. And the Mugen Avraham on the spot says, if you make a shliach for Bittel Chometz, the Baal HaBayis has to be present. So the Mugen Avraham draws a line between these two halachas, obviously seeming to indicate that the origin and the rationale is the same. Just like the Meshalech, the Baal HaBayis has to be present when the Shliach lights his Chanukah licht, he also has to be present when the Shliach is Mavatel his Chometz. What does one din have to do with the other? So we have to re-examine the Halacha Siman Tov Reish Ayin Vav. Is there a problem with the shlichus of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, or the entire problem is only the bracha? The lashon of the Mugen Avraham would indicate the problem is the bracha, but that is not the opinion lecha'ira of the Machzis HaShekel and Siman Tov Lamed Dalet. So the Machzis HaShekel explained the Mugen Avraham and Tov Lamed Dalet regarding Bittel Chometz, says, just like we find in Adlokas Ner Chanukah, mitzvah shemuteles al gufoi kashe lesot al yidei shliach umishum kach beinan sheyeh oimid betzidoi. This formulation seems to indicate the problem is not only the brocha, But the etzem hadlokas ner Chanukah al yedei shuliach. Because ner Chanukah is a mitzvah that rests upon the body of a person, and therefore there's a difficulty in making a shuliach, so he has to be present. That is the machzis hashekel. Two great gedolim in a later period, Rabbi Baruch Frankel, Hagos Rabbi Baruch Frankel al shechanoch semetof lamedaled, and the Yad Ephraim. Yad Ephraim Sementov Lamed Beis, the other Mugen Avraham they quoted before, and we'll get back to that Mugen Avraham. The Yad Ephraim was Rabbi Ephraim Salme Margulis, one of the greatest Gedolim in the same generation as Rabbi Frankel. What was unique about the Yad Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Salme Margulis, he wasn't a Kli Kodesh. He was neither a Rav, nor a Dayan, nor a Rosh Yeshiva. He was a very rich person. He was in business, but he was one of the foremost Gedolim of the era. A friend of the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Nesivis, and many other Gedolim. The Yad Ephraim and Rabbi Baruch Frankel both understood that the Mugen Avraham is referring only to the Brocha. There is no problem as a Shliach lighting Ner Chanukah for another person, but the Shliach won't say a Brocha unless the Baal HaBayis is present. The approach of the Machna Ephraim seems extremely far-fetched. First of all, if there is a problem to make a brocha regarding a mitzvah shemotelas al gufoi, what would the presence of the mishaleach help? In DNA v'gidrei shlichus, why would there be any difference of proximity? If the mishaleach is present, he could make a shlich. If he's not present, he can't make a shlich. Doesn't make any sense. How would we define and understand such a concept? Question number two would be, why is Ner Chanukah special mitzvah shemuteles al gufoi? Why is it different than all the other mitzvahs in which it's clear that a shliach could perform the mitzvah? I mean, a shliach is okay by mila, he's okay by bedikas chometz, he's okay by afloshes tumas amaisis. There are many sugyas in Shas in which we find a shliach regarding tumas amaisis, mila, bedikas chometz, that's the halachan sementof lamed beis, and by all these mitzvahs, no problem making a shliach even though the mishleich isn't present. Why would Ner Chanukah be different? There's a concept of mitzvah shebegufoi, and this is a topic we spoke about many times. The way I understand it, some mitzvahs, their essence is the outcome, the result. But some mitzvahs, their essence is avodas u'elokim, just the performance of the deed, going through the act. All the mitzvahs of Seder, Yom, Shabbos, and Moed are mitzvahs essentially resting upon a person not to bring forth a certain result or outcome, but actually avoidus okel, serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu by the etzem maise that is avoidus Hashem. Regarding these mitzvahs, there is no shlichus. A person cannot daven or say kriya shema or eat matzah or minoit lulav or sit in the sukkah al yedei shuliach. Regarding all the mitzvahs in which the essence of the mitzvah is the result, shlichus is relevant. I think it is very clear that Ner Chanukah belongs to the second category. The essence of Ner Chanukah is persumenes, the fact that the lights are lit and people will see the light and they will experience the miracle. So why would it be different than any other mitzvah defined as a mitzvah shemuteles al gufoi? But the main problem I have with the Machzis HaShekel, he seems to totally disregard the formulation of this halacha in its basic source, in the Bach, and Chuvas Marach Or Zeruah Simukuf Chav Ches, that is quoted by the Bach. Because in these two sources, it is clear as daylight that the entire problem is only the Brocha. It is also clear from the Mugen Avraham, but it is even more explicit and clear in the Bach and in the Chuvas Marach Or Zeruah. The only problem these Gedolim, the Rishonim and Achronim, have with the Shliach lighting Neres Chanukah for the woman in her house is only the Brocha, not the Mitzvah. Therefore, the Machna Ephraim to me is a big pillar. So let's get back to the other approach. The problem is a problem of bracha. But the question is why? Why is Ner Chanukah different than Afoshes Tumas HaMaisas, B'digas Chometz and Mila? These three mitzvahs, it is very clear that the Shliach makes a bracha even though the Baal HaMitzvah is not present. Why would Chanukah be different? The other flyer I quoted before has a very interesting approach, and he argues, when you make a Shliach to be Nadlik Ner Chanukah, no Shlichas is needed. Masakuf Baalma. Masakuf Baalma is an expression in the Talmud. Doesn't sound good if we try to translate it. And the essential meaning is lost in translation. You're acting like a monkey. Why a monkey? Because monkeys sometimes imitate people. They feel as if they were our distant cousins. Well, at least Charles Darwin thought they were. Some monkeys have a higher level of intelligence than most animals, and sometimes they seem to act like human beings. So in the Gemara we have a concept of Maisakov Balm. Sometimes you send a person to do something. No shlichus is required. What is important is that he actually does what you expect him to do. So the Adafraim writes, the essence of mitzvahs Ner Chanukah is your candle, your oil are burning. In a way, it is yours that is bringing forth Persumei Nisa. It's not that important who lighted the Ner Chanukah. So we don't need any shlichas. Masakov ba'alma ka'ovid. That is why, according to the opinion of the Adafraim, the shlich cannot make a bracha. Because regarding the bracha, we can't say shlichus shalodom kemoisai. An interesting pshat. The basic assumption that we don't need shlichus when somebody lights Ner Chanukah with our oil and with our ner, we also find in the Prima Godim. Prima Godim simen tov reish ayin tes eishel avrom siv kudn alef deals with halacha that we find in the poiskim there. A woman forgot to light Ner Chanukah, and she already lit Ner Shabbos. Could she light Ner Chanukah after Ner Shabbos? Obviously not, because Hadlukas Ner Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos. So the Poskim say she could make a shliach to light Ner Chanukah. Prima Godim asks, Kol Mitzvah De'iu Lo Motze Ovid Lo Motze Masra Shliach. She can't light Ner Chanukah herself, because that would be Chilul Shabbos. Whatever you can do, you cannot make a shliach for him to do. Well, this kasha could be rejected very simply. The concept of kol milsa d'iloi motza oved is only if, by basic rule, you can't do it. You are exempt from that deed. But if it's only a technicality, it is only incidental that you can't do it because you were already mekabel Shabbos, that does not exempt you from making a shaliach. But that is not what the Prima Godim says. The Prima Godim says you don't need any shlichus masakov ba'alma ovid, and therefore she could make a shliach to light Ner Chanukah even though she was already mekabel Shabbos. So that is similar to the other flame, but to me it's a big chiddush. I see no difference between Ner Chanukah and many or any other mitzvahs. Well, there might be a cheshivas and a mitzvah by the fact that yours, your money, your possession is doing the pesum and isa. But after all, the mitzvah is lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, as we say in the brocha in Berachas HaMitzvah. The other Ephraim quotes the Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin Daf Chof Tes. Tosfos Rid Kiddushin Daf Chof Tes says, in response to the kasha of Tosfos, why do we need a posuk by Mila? Oisoi velo uta, kasher tzivu Hashem oisoi velo oiso, then a mother is potter of Miles Aben. It is a mitzvah seishas mangrama, because Miles kosher biyom velo velaila. Many tirutzim are found in the Rishonim. All the Rishonim deal with this question. The Tosfos Rid has a very interesting approach, and he says, the mitzvah that is incumbent upon the father is not actually to be mal, but rather in responsibility, to bear responsibility that the child will be circumcised. And therefore, that is not considered the mitzvah seishas mangrama. The actual bris milah has to be done by day. But But bearing responsibility and doing a shtadlis, finding a moyel, seeing to it that he does the mila, that could be performed by day and by night, and therefore it's not a mitzvah shleish from a zman grava. The other frayim argues, Chanukah is similar to milas aben. It is only an obligation to bear responsibility and to see to it that ultimately a light will be lit in our domain. I find this chiddush very far-fetched, and I think it is only in one mitzvah and one mitzvah alone in which we could say the mitzvah is not actually doing the ma'aseh, but bearing responsibility, and that is only chovas uav lamulet beno. Because in this mitzvah we also find that the mitzvah rests upon Beis Din. Any mitzvah that is upon Beis Din by its essential nature is only bearing responsibility. There cannot be any chovas aguf on Beis Din. Beis Din is an institution. It's not a person. It's not Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. It's a body. It's an institution. And therefore there could be no chovas aguf on Beis Din. So some Rishonim feel the same refers to the Av, and the basic and underlying rationale is, after all, mitzvah smila rests upon the orel, on the person who is to be circumcised, like any other mitzvah of the Torah. However, because it is Rotzon Hashem that a Jewish child should be circumcised immediately, and we cannot wait till he will do it himself when he becomes a godel, 13 years of age, so the father is somewhat a type of substitute for his son, just like Beis Din is a substitute for the person. And therefore, it is only by this mitzvah that we find in the Rishonim that the mitzvah is essentially bearing responsibility and not the performance of a given act. And therefore, I do not think this is relevant regarding Ner Chanukah, and to me it is very clear. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. So this brings us back to the basic question, what is the difference between Chanukah and the other three? The other Ephraim's argument is, by Chanukah he is not a shliach, he can't say a brocha, but the other three mitzvahs he's a shliach, and therefore, with the authority of shlichus, he could make a brocha. But I think, if we need shlichus by Mila, Dikas Chometz, Froshes Tumas Amaisis, we need shlichus by Ner Chanukah as well. Hadra Kushi Leducht. I think pshat in the Bach and Magen Avraham is very simple. Even though we put Ner Chanukah into category number 2, arguing that the essence of the mitzvah is its result, its outcome, Beresume Nisah. Nevertheless, Ner Chanukah is essentially different than the other three. Because Ner Chanukah does have something in common with other mitzvahs of Chag and Moed, it rests upon the individual. Every Jew has to see to it that the miracle should be celebrated, known, publicized. And therefore every individual has the mitzvah at Lukas Ner Chanukah. We do have a concept of Nerisha Beisai, which means that every family has to light a lechtel, not every individual. Okay, that's true. But every individual, being part of his household, is responsible that one of the family members or one of the people residing in this house should light Ner Chanukah. But it is a mitzvah which rests upon the people. It is not a mitzvah that is brought forth only randomly by circumstances or by incidents that happened or were brought to happen by the people themselves. What do I mean? Milas ben rests upon a person only if he had a ben zocha. If you don't have a ben zocha, you never have the mitzvah of Milas ben. Afroshes Tumas Amaisis is incumbent upon us only when we wish to eat Peres Eretz Yisrael. If you don't eat Peres Eretz Yisrael, you could go through all your life without having the mitzvah of Afroshes Tumas Amaisis. Same referring to Bdikas Chometz. It is only if you have Chometz in your house, or you probably have Chometz in your house, that you're Chayav Livdoik. Ner Chanukah is different. Every person has to light Ner Chanukah, or see to it that someone of his family members lights Ner Chanukah to do Pirsumenis. Now, I wrote several times in my Sfarim, and I brought the beautiful Ritva Msachem Dav Zayin. The Ritva explains, why is Berachas HaMitzvah Oiv HaNasiyosan? Why do we have to make a bracha before performing the mitzvah? And the Ritva gives a very Hasidish explanation. The bracha is Avodas HaNefesh. The mitzvah is Avodas HaGuf. Ubedinu Lahagdem Avodas HaNefesh Shehu Lemalo Ma'avodas HaGuf. What I see in this Ritva is the bracha is not only a technicality, it is part of the Avodas Elokim. And whenever we're chayiv in a mitzvah, we're chayiv in a mitzvah and its bracha. So the Bach argues, quoted by the Magen Avraham, a mitzvah of the nature of Ner Chanukah, which is not random or circumstantial, it rests upon every Jew. Actually, that means that every Jew has a chiyuv to be madlik Ner Chanukah and be mevorech on Ner Chanukah, because the bracha is part of it. It's part of the package. So you could light Ner Chanukah l'idei shliach, but you can't say a bracha l'idei shliach. How do you expect to get away without saying the bracha? That is why you must stand next to the shliach when he makes a bracha on your yoitza medin shomea koin. However, other mitzvahs that are circumstantial, random, they aren't a chiyuv akar kafta de gavra, but rather, if you do so and so, then you have to perform a mitzvah. If you have chometz, you gotta be boidik. If you have peres, that's a soul you wish to consume, you have to be mafresh to mesamaisis. If you had a ben zocha, you need to do mila. The mitzvah isn't essentially an obligation upon us, neither is the bracha. Well, circumstances are such that we have to do the mitzvah, but you could do it al de shliach, and you have no problem when the shliach says the bracha without your presence. Not so regarding Ner Chanukah, because Ner Chanukah rests upon the individual. It is not circumstantial. Every Jew needs to be madlik Ner Chanukah to do besumenis, and therefore you could make a shliach to light the ner, but you can't get away regarding the brocha, and the brocha is incumbent upon you just like the etzem kiyum of the mitzvah. That is my understanding in the Magen Avraham. However, we find a beautiful way to reconcile the Magen Avraham Tov Lamed Beis and the one of Tov Reish Ayavov, but we still have a problem with Tov Lamed Dalet. What is the kesher, according to our understanding, between Betel Chometz and Ner Chanukah? Betel Chometz, there is no broch. The broch is quoted on the Bedik. I would explain the Magen Avraham in a way which isn't very compatible with his Lashon. I know it doesn't seem likely in his Lashon, but many times I quote the great Plesi and the Chazon Ish, both saying, Tov li dechek b'loshon agadoylem lahamed esadvorom al tikunam. Understanding the logic of halachas overrides the diuk of the loshon. So I think the way we have to understand the Magen Avraham Tov Lamed Daled, drawing a comparison between Ner Chanukah, the woman has to be present when you say the bracha, and bittel chometz, you have to be present when your shliach says the bittel. It's not exactly the same. Bittel chometz is not a mitzvah that rests on the individual. It is not a chiyuv. Bittel chometz, there isn't even any bracha. Maybe the kavon of the Magen Avraham is this. Ein shlichus bebrocha, as we see in Tov Reish Ayin Vav. Why ain't there any shlichus bebrocha? Because anything that is so personal, and it has to do with liboy shel adam, with his thoughts and feelings, one cannot make a shaliach. A shaliach could act in your behalf. He cannot think on your behalf. He cannot feel gratitude on your behalf. He cannot love or hate on your behalf. And therefore, mitzvahs that are totally personal, like brochas, like tefillah, rachmone libe boye, there is no shlichas. In a way, there can be no shlichas by bittel chametz, because bittel is belibo shel adam. Mevatloi beliboy. It is your innermost wish and will to be mevatel chametz. How could you do that? After all, it's your chametz, it's not his chametz. And that is the comparison between bittel chametz alidei shliach and broch alidei shliach. Not at lukos nechanuk alidei shliach. That's simple. Lo kedivre machzus shekel, but rather birchas adlok alidei shliach. So in other mitzvahs that won't rest upon the person, the shliach says the brocha, because the shliach is supposed to say the brocha. He's not saying the brocha our behalf. I made that clear in Minchas Rosh HaChumash Bereishis in Parashas Chayesora. However, regarding the Chanukah, which rests upon every individual as an obligation, he has to say the brocha. The shliach can't do it for him. And it is from here that we say Ein Shlichas Bebrochas, in the same way Ein Shlichas Bebetel Chometz. So I am fully aware it's a big daichik in the Roshan of the Mogan of Rome, but I prefer understanding the logic of the Mogan of Rome and grappling with the formulation than saying pshatim that are far-fetched and don't make any sense. That is my derech in Limud. We could go at great length elaborating the concepts we have touched upon today. When I wrote this shiur, I elaborated more, but because we are in the midst of Chanukah and I have many shiurim to give, there are more shiurim Chanukah than other days, I need to cut this shiur short. But I think we have discuss the basics and some very important principles regarding shlichas b'mitzvahs and shlichas b'brochas. Yoisim m'masha omarti lefnechem kosuv kahan, and if any one of you wants to elaborate at greater depth and greater length in the sugi, he is invited to do so by learning the shiur in its written format, or probably listening to the shiur in Lashon Kodesh would also be more helpful in delving deeper and broader into this sugya. Chanukah is one of the two moyadim that are derabbanon. Other yomim tovim min haTorah, primarily Shalosh Regalim. Chanukah and Purim are the two moyadim that are derabbanon. Both commemorate miracles that were performed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the days of our forefathers. Let us note that both Chanukah and Purim were bisman bayis sheni, and I think it is very significant. Bayis sheni was the time in which Torah Shebal Peh was established and flourished tremendously. We know what Chazal teach us. And I always quote the Rambam. Mashi Yasu Yehoshua Ravine Veravashi Beinyan Hoiun Vasvora Hu Mashi Yasu Pinchas Ve'Alozo, the great disciples of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a teacher of Torah. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were Rosh Yeshiva and teachers of Torah, like we learn in Yumid of Chof Ches. Avraham Zokom V'Yoshev B'Yeshiva, Yitzchak Zokom V'Yoshev B'Yeshiva, Yaakov Zokom V'Yoshev B'Yeshiva. Umi Yameim Shel Avosenu Leposki Yeshiva Meim. What did they learn? Obviously, Torah Shebal Peh. Avraham Avinu Kiyem Afilu Erev Tavshilin. However, the actual flourishing of Teres Shabbat Peh was Bisman Ba'i Sheni. In Minchas HaShasichas Al Moyadim, I wrote the beautiful Lashon in Pirkei Heicholois de Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. Afar Pishin in Toil HaMoshe. Ga'avoso v'go'ino hoido v'hadoro. Zavoso v'zivo gvoruso u'memshalto. Lo initno elo. Em abayis u'acharin. And coinciding with Purim and Hanukkah, two very special eras, right after Purim, we had the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, who laid the foundation of Torah Shebaal Peh. Coinciding with Hanukkah, the great Tanoim that laid the foundation to the Mishnah, Hillel and Shammai and their great disciples. It is not coincidence. Seder Oilem Rabosi is the first Jewish history book. Who was the first Jewish historian? The great Tana, Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, Merabusenu Shebedorim, one of the five great disciples of Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef, and he wrote Seder Oilem, which is a precise and very short summary of the history. Miyom b'riyas o'olam ad tkufis atanoim. And when the Seder Olam Reb Yosi ben Chalafta gets up to Alexander the Great, called by Chazal Alexander Mokdon. Why Mokdon? Because he was from Macedonia, as we know. Alexander the Great, Seder Olam writes, עד כאן היו מנבים ברוח הקודש, מכאן ואילך, חטא עוז לכל לשמוע דברי חכמים. Interesting. Even strange. What does it have to do with Alexander the Great? The Bir Agro baffles us even more. We have a Goas Agro on Seder Olam, and the Goan comments there. Mishe botlo yitzra da avoida zora poska hanivu'ah. What does that have to do with Alexander the Macedonian and with Greeks? I think there is a profound message in the Seder Olam, profounded even more by the Gro. The Greeks brought civilization to the world as far as we know. The Romans, after crushing the Greek Empire and taking over the reins, built on the foundations of the Greeks. And Roman culture was basically the Greek culture. The Greeks gave our world science and philosophy, art in its many forms, sports, two great Greek centers, the city-states of Athens and Sparta, human civilization. Its foundations were laid in Greece. And the glorious days of the Greek Empire coincided with Alexander the Great. He was one of the great conquerors in history, conquering a lot of land, primarily in southern Europe. And he was a man of thought and letters. Many historians claim that in a way he was tutored by Aristotle, the greatest of the Greek philosophers. So he was a man of intelligence, of knowledge, a great warrior, and that was the beginning of the Greek Empire. And that was mortal danger to Israel. V'choshech al pnei ha-tahom, say Chazal, Medrash Rabba Pashas Bereish Zugoros Yovon, Sheikh Shicho, Einayim Shel Yisrael. Maybe to the world it was a period of enlightenment. To Klal Yisrael it was a period of darkness. Because emancipation and culture is always a danger to tradition, to emunah, to betochen, to faith in a Kodesh Baruch. The Seder Olam says, in the days of Alexander, Ad Khan, היו מלבים ברוח הקודש, מכאן ואילך תאז נכו לשמוע את דבר החכמים. The Gros says, יצרה דאבי דזורה, מי שבוט לו, פוסקה הנבואה. Nevuah was relevant as a tool against Avoy Dezora, against the shekar and the stupidity of Avoy Dezora. The prophets roamed the land, spreading the word of HaKadosh Baruch. But changing times bring changing challenges. Changing challenges demand changing tools and different methods. Nevuah was relevant as a tool to fight Avodah Zarah. It was no longer relevant to fight enlightenment, culture of the Greeks. The only potent tool to fight that is Chochmas HaTorah keneged Chochmas HaGoyim, or HaTorah keneged HaChoshech al Pnei HaTaham shel Chochmas Yavon. So the Tana Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta writes, up to the days of the Greeks, Hayu merabim beruach hakodesh, and that was sufficient to counter the hashpoah of Avodah Zarah. Mekan ve'elach hateyaz nechol l'shmoy divrei chachamim, because it is only divrei chachamim that could keep us going and could sustain Yiddishkeit in this new world with new challenges, in the civilized world, in the world of Greek culture and thought and philosophy. It is only the light of Torah that could counterbalance the choshech of Yavan. That is the profound message conveyed in Seder Olam and in Bir Hagra. So the very famous Rekeach in Siman Reish Chof Hei says that Lamed Vov Neiras Chanukah Keneged Lamed Vov Shuos of the Or HaGanus. I think it's basic scripture. Basic Torah. Because if Choshech al Pnei HaTaham in the first day of creation means Yavan, then Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or means Or HaGanus or HaTorah. Because the Zohar says in Parshas Truma, as the great disciples of the Baal Shem Tov quoted in his name, the Or HaGanus, where was it? Nignaz. In Torah. How could it be found and uncovered and utilized? By Yom HaTorah. And that is the Kiyum of the world. That is the Or HaGanus, which is the Or HaTorah. The only countermeasure against Chashkas Yovan is the Or of Torah. The light of the Or HaGanus, the light of Chanukah, the light of the Chanukah candles. That is all we've got today, and that is enough. That is what keeps us going. That is what sustained us for 2,000 years. Mizman Ba'isheni. That is the gift that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael. Mizman Ba'isheni, coinciding with the miracles of Purim on one hand and Chanukah on the other hand. The two miracles that are part of Torah Shebal Peh. The two Moyadim that are part of Torah Shebal Peh. I had an interesting thought the other night. Sholosh HaGolem are all Zeicher Liyetzias Mitzrayim. But on Pshutei Shel Mikra, they are Yomim Tovim of the field, of the agricultural world. Chag HaAsif v'Chag HaKatzir. Shavuos and Sukkos. Pesach we bring the Omer, which is Matir Tvua Chadosha. So it is the beginning of the Katzir. The Yomim Tovim Derabbanan also have some agricultural connection. HaTirosh v'HaYitzar, the two most important fruits of the field. Most Rishonim maintain that the Chiyuv of Tumas HaMaisas Min HaTorah is only by Tirosh v'Yitzar, Gefen v'Zayit. So the mitzvah Chanukah is Zayit, Shemen Zayis, while the mitzvah of Purim is Yayin Shel Gefen. Hazayit v'Gefen, the two most important fruits, are Chanukah and Purim. However, contrary to the Moedim D'Oraisa, that are fruit of the land in its basic form, untouched, Tvu'ah, Hakatsir v'Ha'asif, Moedim D'Rabbonon, are not with Zayit and Gefen, but rather Shemen Zayit v'Yayin. And that coincides with the relationship between Divrei Seifrim and Divrei Torah, Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebechsav is the basic. Torah Shebalpeh brings out the pnimius, the beauty, the ultimate importance and beauty of Torah Shebechsav. Hakatsir v'ha'asif mityachsim l'chomer gelem l'pri ha'aretz kefi shehu. Chanukah and Purim and their mitzvahs are the pnimius shel ha'gefen v'ha'zayit. In their final form, in their final beauty, that is Divrei Seifrim, and that is Chanukah and Purim. Yirotzoin shineskete midlasot arzon avinu shebishamayim. The light of Torah should be our light. Ner leragleinu va'or lenesivoyseinu. It should be our guiding light. The light of the Torah, the light of Chanukah, should light up our homes, our hearts, the hearts of our children, and should sustain us till we will see Bekorov Biyameinu Koyen Godol Meitu V'Amad Kazaneres V'Menoires Amor V'Beis Amidosh Yabuna V'Biyaz Goyol Tzedek V'Binyan Beis Amidosh V'Mheiro V'Yomeinu Amen. Have a beautiful and Freilach Chanukah.